takes an enormous amount of time, energy, and expense to figure out that you have a $5,000 deductible. You have a $10,000 deductible.
Worth noting, a single-payer health care plan did fail on the state level in Vermont and California. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Will former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio go to jail after his conviction on criminal contempt charges? An attorney who tried several cases before the same judge points to a possibility.
She's a seasoned, experienced, and no-nonsense judge, and her order said that the evidence shows a flagrant disregard for Judge Snow's order.
Former U.S. Attorney Paul Charlton.
It will be a difficult one for Judge Bolton. The myriad of lives that have been disrupted by Joe Arpaio's lawlessness. On the other hand, this is an elderly man, and this conviction is a misdemeanor.
Arpaio's attorneys are vowing to appeal the conviction. They say they want the case heard by a jury and not a judge. I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rich Strong.
We obviously need to confirm an FBI director.
There is scant time left before the Senate goes to summer recess August 11th. So Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is focusing on what can get done.
I would hope that with all the threats facing us at home and abroad, our Democratic colleagues would not launch the first filibuster of a nominee to be FBI director, especially one who was reported out of the Judiciary Committee by a vote of 20-0.
There appears to be little appetite in the Senate to take another shot at health care reform, especially because House members are off on their own summer recess until September 5th. Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump will sign a new Russia sanctions measure. Pence's comments come as he's traveling in the Republic of Georgia. He says Russia must change course. This is USA Radio News.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. And that is a beautiful thing, too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually...
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, August 1st. 2017. It's about 3:05 in the afternoon, and you're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. So I have a question for you. Where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? And where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere else? Well, it's right here at Teachable Moments in Business on the 100 and Chamber Internet Radio Station. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host, and I'm the owner of Rustmore Mentoring Group. You can hear this program every Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and should you miss a broadcast, you can certainly go on the archives to listen to our programs from the past, and you can also listen to programs that are aired by many of our other hosts that are on the station. So I do encourage you to spend time listening, because you're going to learn a lot if you listen to this program in particular. And I have a great guest this afternoon, Joe Peters, who is a realtor extraordinaire, as I have listed you on our
keep
on
talking.
My website. Yeah, right. So, Joe, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Vicki. Thank you for having on. I usually follow you, so it's long overdue that we did a show together.
It is. In fact, you have often said that you would like to have a nice chat or over lunch or over something,
yeah.
Maybe over a drink, I don't know. But it gives us a chance to have a nice conversation and for me to find out more about you and probably vice versa.
Great.
So before we go any further, I'm going to take a look at the weather and have a short word from one of our sponsors. And from there, we're going to come back and do some chatting about what you do, because I'm really interested to find out more about Joe Peters.
Fair enough.
So in the meantime, according to the weather report, it's about 88 degrees out there, and with a humidity of 46%. And it looks like this afternoon there's a chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms sometime after 5 o'clock. So that would be giving us about a 30% precipitation. Tonight, again, slight chance of showers, partly cloudy, and a low of about 65 degrees. So it looks like the temperature is going to go down again. It's been kind of cool these last couple evenings. And then on Wednesday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon. And again, the chance of 40%. I think that's exactly the same weather forecast I read this time last week, actually. And then Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m. Okay, partly cloudy again. So it sounds like you're going to have that umbrella handy. So before we continue, let's take a word from one of our sponsors.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host, and my guest today is Joe Peters, and I've been dying to find out more about your business and what you
Great.
Do and how you got there. So you have been, how long have you been a realtor?
I've been a realtor professionally for about 14 years. I've been involved as an investor before that for another six. So I've got about 20 years in the business.
Oh, my.
And I just finished like 13 years with a wonderful company called Weichert. I was with their Clinton office and was one of their top 10. I had 108 agents, so to be top 10 in an office that big was pretty good. And I've just, after 13 years, needed a change. Nothing, no reflection on Weichert. I decided to go over to Coldwell Banker, and I've moved to Coldwell Banker in the Somerset area. I'm out of their Watchung Warren office. So I do both Hunterdon, where I've been for the last 13 years, and I've been always over in Bridgewater, Branchburg, Hillsboro, Franklin Township. So now I'm just going like two towns further into Watchung and Warren, and then above there is all the hills places like Bedminster and Bernard's and whatever. My goal in leaving was to do three things. One, a change. You know, every once in a while you get in a vacuum and you just need to do something different. But one, I was looking for stronger technology, and I really believe that that's offered to me through Coldwell. And we'll talk a little about that. And then the third thing was I was looking to be a little further to the east because the business in Hunterdon County at the very high end is waning, and we'll talk about that a little bit,
okay,
too. So it was the time. It was hard to leave, you know, with so many friends, so many smiling faces. And as I said to all of them, we'll do transactions together. I'll just be doing it with a blue badge on instead of a yellow badge.
That's right. Oh, yeah. You can't break those. You won't break those friendships.
No.
You know, a long time ago, I used to do a lot of garage sales.
Okay.
And there was a realtor who came by to my garage sale, and she left her business card.
Right.
And after that, I seemed to be on her mailing list.
Okay.
And her name was Vicki Martin.
I was just going to mention there was a Vicki.
Yes.
I think she must have retired because I don't see her name anymore.
She may have. But what's interesting, because I got the emails from her.
Right.
And because I saw her volunteering at the Califon Firemen's Fair every July.
Right.
In my mind, she was the go-to person for Califon.
Right.
And I used to say to my friends, because I teach market classes in marketing,
yep,
and I used to say, if I ever put my house on the market, there's only one realtor that I know by name, and mm-hmm, it was Vicki Martin because she had come by to see me.
She
now,
did
I
a
never,
good job. As you said, it's a small town. She pressed the flesh. She left a long-lasting impression, and most people up there would call her first.
Yeah, and that's what I assume. So
you
have validated that. But by the same token, I see you as the go-to person in some of these communities in Somerset County because you've had so many transactions.
Well, one of the things I try to do, my former manager said, I've got 107 agents out there dialing for dollars, trying to find people that are interested in either buying or selling a house. He said, I've got one agent that goes out and does what he loves to do, and he finds as much business as everybody else. And I just love to talk to people.
Yeah.
So I go, I'm going to have 9 different leads groups, some spinoffs from others, and I probably, in the course of a week, go to 2 leads groups and an event at night and talk to people. And I get invited to get up and give talks and bring people up to date on what's happening in real estate. And every one of them is paid off with people coming back to me, not immediately, but at a point in time, saying, I'm thinking about listing, or my brother-in-law's thinking about listing. I thought you and he should talk. And it works.
Well, that reminds me of a couple things. First of all, the founder of BNI, Ivan Meiser,
mm-hmm,
has a number of quotes that are really good, one of which is, it's not who you know or what you know, it's who knows you.
Right.
So obviously a lot of people know who you are because you're so proactive in there. And the second quote just escaped me at the moment, so I'll come back to that. But the fact that you're out there, network, I know as a Jeffrey Gittimer,
right,
who I like his books, like he has the Little Red Book, the Black Book, the Platinum, the Sales Bible, and he talks about networking 5 hours a week before and after hours, and having the goal of meeting 20 new people. You're doing that.
Yes.
And so that is awesome.
Well, you know, I, for one, don't like to be called when I'm sitting at home by somebody trying to sell me something. I don't like to be sold to.
Yeah.
So I put myself into that, and I try to become sort of an industry resource or expert, whatever the right word is, on what's happening in real estate in the local areas. And as a result, I'll give you a great example. I was talking to Suzanne Legay at a fundraiser for one of the local, I guess she was running for office again last year.
Right.
And she was talking to somebody when I walked up to her, and she said, Joe, I'd like you to meet John Higgins. He's your mayor in Clinton Township. I had never met John, and John looked me right in the eye and said, I know you from your advertising. And I'm saying, it's working.
Absolutely.
Yeah, since then, John has been on. He's a great fellow, and he won re-election himself. So it was good to see.
That's good. And your point about being a resource, that's another thing that Gittimer talks about, and that is the importance of being a trusted resource.
Right.
So when I teach my sales classes, I give my students about, it's like 10 or 11 factors that have to be in place in order to get a sale, one of which is they have to be trusted, and I add on the resources word.
Right.
So I say you have to be a trusted resource.
Yes.
So the people will trust you, and of course the people that give you referrals wouldn't, if they didn't trust you, they wouldn't be
absolutely
talking you up like they do.
Judy Gold, who runs the central leads group for 100 in Chamber, says people buy from people they know and trust.
That's exactly right.
And she's right on the money.
Yeah.
And if they don't know you, they can't buy from you. If they trust from you, they're not going to buy from you. And I go back, I was always in IT in New York City in a retail vertical. So I worked for Macy's, Herald Square, ran their IT. I worked for Allied Stores. We knew a Stearns around here. And we were always in a national account with IBM, so I always knew the IBM theory of selling. And IBM's theory was they're going to buy you first. And if you can't sell you, you can't sell whatever you're trying to sell. And it always just stuck with me. But when I came to Weicker, Jim Weicker was the same thing. He said, you know, you've got to sell yourself first. And what I try to do is not be, because as I said, I hate to get sold to or attempt to be sold to, I try to come on as somebody you want to talk to and somebody who's got some information that you might like to share.
Exactly.
And little by little, I get to know people. And what I try to do is meet people a year before they're going to do anything. And we start exchanging information. I get inside their head. They get inside mine. And then I've got customers I've dealt with for 2 or 3 years and didn't buy anything, but eventually did.
They do, yeah.
And that works for me because, to me, it's a sophisticated, complicated process of selling a house. It's just like, and I hate to use this analogy, being an undertaker. People know what you do, but they don't know sort of how you do it and what sequence you do it in. And real estate, I mean, so many moving parts because we've got septics and we've got wells and we've got old houses and we got termites and we have underground storage tanks. And every one of them is a, my God, what do we do now?
Yeah.
What I try to do with people is let them know I've been through this before. And if it's something I really haven't found, I've got enough resources at my fingertip that I can pick up the phone and call people from belonging to these different organizations and find somebody that can help us understand this. And sometimes it doesn't cost a penny. Every time you need expert testimony, and we need to get somebody in there to help you figure it out. But, for example, I belong to the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. I belong to the Somerset Chamber of Commerce. I belong to Basking Ridge, Warren, and there's a couple of other groups that aren't chambers. Basking Ridge is a business alliance. Some of them have things that are very interesting. Like Somerset Business Partnership has a small office, home office. It's like single office people. You have special needs. And even though I work where there's 108 people, I work out of my house. I go there to use the copy machine and put stuff in the mail. You have special needs and you have special problems, and this group helps you understand that. It gives me a whole bunch of another 30 people to talk to.
Yeah.
We also have a ethnicity group where we talk about foreign cultures. And the woman has been all over the world that teaches this, and I must have gotten $10,000 worth of free education because she would take a subject matter and she'd say, here's how an Asian would look at it, here's how an Indian would look at it, here's how a Middle European. And I said, no, I can't remember who's who. Why don't we say, here's two sessions on Asians, here's two sessions on Indians. And from that, I've picked up and have used a lot of information on culture. And it's all free. I mean, you have to pay a little bit of money to belong to these chambers. In Basking Ridge, I got into this tree coming down. They had this 600-year-old tree. And they were going to, they did a whole bunch of studies on it, and they decided that, in effect, it had to come down. There was no way they could save it. They also discovered that somebody filled the center of it full of cement back in 1925, and they didn't know where the cement was. So they were doing, like, sonograms on this tree so they could understand where to cut. And they wanted to save as much of it as possible because it, in effect, was wood that they'd like to make furniture out of, like an altar for the church. It was in an old Civil War cemetery adjoining a church. And it became the most fascinating subject of the year because they got up and they talked about in 2002 the tree dropped more acorns than anybody ever saw. Nobody knew the tree was sick. And back in 2013-14, when it started to not turn green anymore and wither away, they brought tree experts in, and they said, well, that's what trees do when they realize that they're coming to the end of their life. They propagate themselves.
Oh, that's interesting.
And it was its way of propagating. Yeah. And fortunately, they started about 40 offspring, and they had some from older acorns. They actually had a 25 or 40-year offspring of the tree that they couldn't plant back because it was in a cemetery, and they couldn't dig the roots up for obvious reasons. But they planted it around the other side of the church, so an offspring of the tree carried on the tradition. We actually went to a requiem for this tree in Hillside, which was at a furniture factory that got the wood. What a night. They played chamber music. They had wine and cheese. I got to meet the mayor of about four towns. We talked about the tree. We talked about the furniture. Why we're there, the guy who owned the furniture, he's like the furniture maker to the stars. All he makes is custom furniture. He got a call from Brad Pitt, which donated money towards the tree. And
what a hoot.
It was like, tell me you want to go and go just meet another person or call somebody and say, do you want to buy? I want to just get involved in the community.
Yeah.
And when I get involved in the community, then the people will get involved with me.
Yeah.
And that's my way of doing business.
Yeah. Well, you're what you've said so far is so helpful to me, certainly, and to our listeners. I hate to break this conversation, but we're going to go to a couple words from our sponsors.
Okay.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon, and my guest is Joe Peters, who's already given us quite a few excellent tips in terms of how you network with people and how you serve as a trusted resource. In fact, there's another quote that comes to mind, and that is, people don't care what you know until they know how much you care.
Yes.
And that's exactly what you're doing. You're showing people that you have an interest
in
helping them out, and I love it. You know, I get your newsletter.
Okay.
And you mentioned before we started the program that you have just completed the edition that's coming. This is done monthly. You just did
I do it the first of the
August.
Month.
So how did you develop the template for it, and how many people are on your mailing list?
The template was developed over time. I wrote what I thought people would like to read in a newsletter. Then I met a professional writer and asked her to take it and critique it, which she did. And then I developed the philosophy of people not only want to know what's happening, they want to know why it's happening. So I've broken it into two parts, the first being the results, and then the second being that why are those things happening to us? And I heard a quote, because everything happens for a reason, and sometimes you'll hear 8 or 10 things from 8 or 10 people and put one thought together. But somebody in the Somerset Chamber that I belong to said, the man who knows what is happening will never be out of work, and the man who knows why it's happening, and I don't mean to be gender specific, will be his boss.
Yeah.
And I said, that's profound. That's really profound, because that's the way I think about things. I was in IT, and I'll just give you an example of a day in an IT director. Macy's Herald Square, we had 11,000 people in one building. It was a battleship of people. 6,000 selling, 5,000 administration. The top 17 floors were the corporation for Macy's Herald Square in New York. We had 17 stores ranging from Florida to Texas, but we weren't Bambergers. That was another Macy's division, which, and we would, on the computer, we had three different functions. We had application development, which is what I was over. We had systems programming, which is what makes it run. It's the software inside, but not the application that does accounts payable. And then we had operations, which are the people who put the whatever in and took the whatever out and spread it into reports. So what we would do is each day we had a change log, and every change that was going on to the computer that night went on the log, and before the three of us went home, ops, systems programming, and that was under me, and the I was applications, we would sign off on, all three of us would sign off on a log and take on it, and when the phone rang at 2 in the morning that something wasn't working, we just went backward through the log, and we said, there it is, pull that off, get them out of bed, get it off the machine.
All right.
And... So it's an analytical. If something stops working, there's a reason that it stopped working. And it's a cause and effect, and we always had to go backwards and find a cause. So I've always had a very analytical mind as to what caused this to happen. And when I take a look at why we're not selling houses at a high end in Hunterdon County, we're having a real struggle over $600,000 anymore to sell anything. I think we sold 7 houses last month above $700,000. We used to sell 70.
Really?
And what's the cause? We don't make enough money to live in houses like that out here. So we always had attrition. People would leave, but people would come and take their place. Now we just have people leaving.
Yeah.
They're leaving through death. They're leaving through going to older service homes. I'm trying to write the right, you know, going to a facility versus living on their own, senior assisted. We have people living because there's divorces or the kids are all gone. They don't need the big home anymore. But the people aren't coming to take their place, not in the droves they used to. We're losing about 1.5% of our population in Hunterdon County every month, every year, I should say.
That's amazing. The other thing, millennials are also gravitating toward city areas or suburban.
Well, we have two things, and if you just took a big view of it, the millennials are headed east because there's no work here for them, and the seniors are headed west because it's too expensive to live here.
That's right.
So what we have in the middle are people between 35 and 65 just gradually getting older.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying everybody leaves. I always quote Seinfeld, like, you're 65, you have to go to Florida. It's the law.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen that way. People are working well into their 70s. I'm in my 70s. I had Linda Friedman on, and we talked about working in your 70s. And we're going to live a lot longer than our children, our parents and other generations did. It depends on your genetics, it depends on your health, and it depends, you could do everything right, get hit by a vitamin truck. I mean, you know, this, we're all going to come to some end. But I think one of the things that I heard in the last 6 months, I've quoted this man 100 times, Bob Wise, who runs the hospital system, and he's a consummate businessman. Of everybody I met for the Leadership Hunterdon program, he blew my mind. He is not a doctor, he's a businessman. And he got up in front of Linda Bryant's talk, and Linda developed every senior program. I've had her on my show several times here in Hunterdon County, and he said, think about where we're at. We're in a generation where people are living longer. He says, but let me give you a few statistics. Every year you live, we add 1.25 years to a lifespan. So it doesn't mean you're going to live forever. It just means people born this year are going to live a year and a quarter longer than they last year. So now let me say it backwards. By 2032, 15 years from now, at this rate, we will have an average life expectancy at birth at 110. Mm. That's mind-boggling.
And he says,
it lies the problem that I'm trying to address. We need programs like Linda's because these people are not only outliving their money, they're outliving their children because they have half of somebody else's genes and may not live long as long as their parents. And they're healthy, they're out of money, they have nobody to take care of them, and they're here in Hunterdon, and we have great facilities for people, but not enough to take care of all these people that are coming at us. So talking about social programs for the seniors, Hunterdon has wonderful social programs. Most people don't know that they exist. But it's that cause and effect thing. What made it happen? Getting back to my original point, though, if you look at a millennial, we educate them right out of the county. If they're a two-year millennial, they'll go to I've interviewed three of the high school superintendents, the one from Votech, Kim Metz.
I know Kim.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Kim said that Votech, which in our facility is within the high school system, and in any other county in New Jersey, you went to Votech, you were like somewhere else. It's within the high school system. Her average Votech student comes out with enough credits for their first year of college, and the average student goes on to a 2 to 4 year college degree after Votech. We have, within North and Voorhees, wonderful programs that do the same thing. If you have decent scores, you can go to Raritan Valley, who I interviewed the president there as well, Mike McDonough. And he said, Joe, you can come here for a fraction of what it would cost to go anywhere else. And if you've got good grades, you can get scholarships. And if you get a 3.75 here, you can go to any state school for free. I didn't know that. That sounds like California or what the governor of New York is proposing.
I didn't realize that either. And I work there as an independent contractor.
Okay. So, but what happens is, we have great education up to 60 credits, and then the Pell Grants stop. So you can't go to Raritan Valley Community College beyond 60 credits for a lot of reasons, most of which financing. Secondly, they don't have the courses that you probably want. So if you finish 60 credits and you work in Hunterdon County or the western part of Somerset County, you are probably going to earn about $20 an hour. It's a $40,000 a year environment, and that is a key holder for a store, a tradesperson, somebody that hasn't aspired higher than that either through they never had the chance for more education or the affordability of it or knew they needed it. If you go on into a four-year school, you're going to earn probably double that, more like $40 an hour, and we don't have the work for you here in Hunterdon County, not very much of it anyway. And unfortunately, we educate our people right out of the county, and as a result, we're now looking at the millennials are gone, the seniors, an aha moment. I interviewed the fellow who runs Ford Funeral Home, DJ Wright. It's Wright Ford. I think he turned it into Wright Funeral Home after he bought it. And I said, DJ, how many people die a year? And because he said he does about 70 or 80 burials a year. And he said, I got to think. I said, no, wait a minute. It's your business. What do you mean you have to think about how many people die a year in Hunterdon County? He says, because I got to back out all the people that went to Pennsylvania. I said, what?
Right.
He said, they go right across the border, Joe, because they can't afford to live here. Yeah. And then they come back here to be buried in the family plot with their children or their parents or whatever. I said, that was an aha moment for me. And I got to looking at this problem a little bit differently. And one thing Joe's never done is follow the rules well. That's why I didn't fit into BNI. They literally threw me out. I couldn't follow all those rules. I didn't follow well when I was in high school, and now that I'm at my age, I'm definitely not following. We all go east to work, and the people from Hunterdon County go to Somerset County, Morris County, Morristown area, and to the east, because there's more work there and higher-paying work. A lot of them go all the way into New York. I commuted to New York for 23 years, so I understand the mentality.
Yeah.
While we're doing that, guess what else is happening? 3/4, maybe 2/3, somewhere between those two numbers, of the people working in Hunterdon County came east too. They're all coming from Pennsylvania because we pay $20 an hour here and they can only make 12 in Pennsylvania. So this was an aha moment. We have 2/3 of our teachers coming from a very liberal state to teach our very conservative children in the Hunterdon High School system. Whoa, whatever. I'm not going to comment on that. But this is the way it works. And everybody is sort of happy doing it, except we're losing some people. And as we lose people, we lose the ability to sell houses that sell for over $700,000. Yeah. Now, I'm also very involved in the Warren-Watchung area. Warren-Watchung has the same problem, but it's at $1.2 million. They can't sell houses beyond that.
Yeah,
and they have a lot of them, vacant ones.
Yeah.
So it's just at a higher level because we get 20% more because they're closer to New York. Get into a town that's got a railroad station, you get another 25%.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is what's happening. People want mass transportation to New York so they can earn the money, and they want to come back to the bedroom community, but they just don't want to come this far anymore. The good news is last year and every year, I onboard about six sets of people in Hunterdon County. And what the people I'm onboarding seem to fall into two categories. One is people like ourselves. Kids are gone. We just want to be where the birds and the butterflies are. So people come and fulfill their goals and dreams. That's my motto, help you fulfill your goals and dreams. The other side is the person between their first and second child that want to get out of Union, Middlesex, a county that may have more inner cities than we do. We hardly have any, but they want a better quality of life that are coming to Hunterdon County. So they're still coming, but it's not the millennials that went away and went to four-year college. It's other people who have discovered Hunterdon County the way I did 20 years ago.
And the way I discovered it, too, coming from Union County.
So we're in a wonderful place to live and
to
raise children and whatever, but we have our challenges. And one of them is the price of real estate. I just did my report this morning, and I was amazed how far down we... Last month, and this could just be an anomaly month, we sold, the average house we sold was $420,000. This month, the average house was $380,000.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I think it's an anomaly because it's usually just around a 4.25 range. But we're seeing less and less. If you go and look at the houses over $1 million, and we probably have 75 of them, and we sell two, there's always a market for that. But we sell about two a month. And that means if you divided two into 75, you've got a lot of months before you're going to sell your house. And we consider month supply. 4 to 6 is normal.
Yeah.
It's one of our problems. We don't have 6 months anymore. At the low end, we don't have enough. People are buying the under $400,000 houses the day they come on the market. I have six people that will buy in Clinton Township this evening if I can find them the right house. But they're not putting their house on the market till they find it because they don't want to get stuck in the middle.
Exactly.
As a result, there's six more people can't find the house they want.
Ouch.
And this is the deadly embrace we're in real estate. We're short of inventory.
I can see that this would lead to a longer conversation. we're going to move on to a news break right now, and then I'm going to come back.
USA Radio News with Rich Strong.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham commenting on reports that President Trump dictated his son's statement about meeting with a Russian attorney. Yeah, that story from Joe Gomez.
Graham tells NBC's Today show that if the report is true, President Trump told Donald Trump Jr. what to write about a meeting with a Russian attorney, it puts his son in jeopardy.
Now we have to wonder about what Don Jr.'s team will tell you about what he actually did.
The Washington Post reported that Trump dictated this statement to Trump Jr. while flying back to the U.S. from the G20 summit in Germany. Joe Gomez, Washington.
Time is running out in the Senate to get anything done before summer recess, which comes up August 11th. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants confirmation of a new FBI director as well as others.
These are just a few of the many nominees that need to be acted upon and quickly.
Both the House and Senate return to work September 5th. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan speaking, and Joe Peters is my guest today. He's a realtor extraordinaire, and this is really a fascinating conversation that we're having here.
And most people can relate to it because everybody owns a house or wants to own
exactly.
a house or did own a house.
Yeah.
I put myself in a did because we were talking about taxes, and taxes are our challenge. Most of our taxes go to schools. And schools, we have two. There's only 57 blue ribbon high schools in the whole country. We have two of them in Hunterdon County. We used to have three, and everyone will get back on a horse eventually.
Yeah.
They need to get reaccredited every couple of years, and it's quite difficult. So people move here because of the schools. I remember selling my house in 2009. I had one of those mega mansions. It was over 8 at one point, but when we sold it, it was in the mid-6s because that was when the prices coming down. And the person who bought it was Asian, and they wanted the kids to be in Hunterdon North. He had no emotions for the house whatsoever. He just wanted the school system. So paying $17,000, which is what I was, helped me sell the house because he wanted the school system.
Yeah.
But that house is now for sale again because the kids are out of school. And I can read his mind. He doesn't want to pay those taxes either. We bought the house out of what I consider house lust. Marilyn and I used to walk about half a mile, and it was where we used to start going up a hill. We turned around. We always admired this house. And then one day, there was a for sale sign in front of it. And we went and looked at the open house, and it was right after 9/11. They were having a big difficulty selling the house. I think it was priced at $700. Then it came down to $660. And I had actually said to my realtor, I wasn't in the business, if it comes down to $630, we'll probably put an offer in on it. Well, he called me one night and says, Joe, fire sale, $599.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, write a $600,000 offer. Let's come in above asking. We went in that night and took it right off the market. And then we tried to sell our house and found out why he was having difficulty selling his house. Nobody was doing anything after 9/11. So it took us about 4 or 5 months to get an offer on our house. And it was a desperate 4 or 5. When you start writing two of everything out every month, that checkbook depletes very quickly. And we actually thought about putting the first one back on the market. But eventually we got a seller. A buyer for our old house. We had owned two houses, as I said. And it was sort of house lust. We just wanted a house. There was no reason we needed it. We had a perfectly nice house. This was just nicer.
Yeah.
It was 4,300 square foot. We couldn't find each other inside it. We used to call each other on the telephone.
Oh, my.
It was just the two of us.
You needed one of those diagrams, like you are here.
Yeah. So we lived there 9 years. Really, I bought it in 01. We sold all 9, so it was probably about 8 years. And really enjoyed the house. It was a beautiful house. It still is a beautiful house. And we said, let's rent for a year till we decide what we're going to do. And I'm still renting. So for a realtor to sit here and tell you, I'm renting a house, I never bought another, it's quite an admission, because what I discovered is I can rent cheaper than I can buy. That's not always the case. I happen to know a realtor who was in the unit I am now renting, and he was moving out, so he introduced me to the landlord over the phone. I've never met the guy. He never met the guy. We think we're renting from the mafia. It needed an air conditioner and a furnace, $11,005. Have it done. It's like, oh, whatever. So because we're such good tenants and we pay the rent every month, and I know his neighbor's a spy. She doesn't know I know this, but she comes over once a year, and I'm sure he gets a written report afterwards. He's renting it to us probably less than it would have, you know, by maybe $300 a month than the going market rate. And we're at a point where we're saying, what do? Because Marilyn's got it over 3 years, and she slipped and fell down the stairs. She black and blued herself, but didn't break anything.
Oh, thank goodness.
I think we need to get on one floor. You know, yeah. I'm over 70. She's approaching it. We're saying to ourselves, the next one should be the last one. Yeah. And so what are our choices in Hunterdon County? If you want to get on one floor, you've got Flemington Field, has about 50 houses in it, and then they have some two-floor houses, which have really nice first floors, but it's sort of too close to each other. The little branches, some of them that aren't too close to high tension wires, are really nice, but it's what we're looking for. And then there's a place called DeVore Farms, has about 60 houses, same description, all little standalone ranches, about 1,800 square foot. They all have a room or two upstairs, but you can live on the first floor. But we want to be near 78. We're not down by Flemington. So our problem is I get on 78 every morning. I'm not going to drive 10 more miles to get on 78. So we decided maybe we should just buy a quarter acre lot and build something and have our own little development.
I'm so glad you brought this up because my husband wants a first floor home. And I have been looking at condos.
Right.
There aren't any that have one floor. And then we did find the condos up in Long Valley. I think the problem with them is they have a master bedroom on the first floor, but it takes up so much space on the footprint that you end up with a kitchen, living room, and dining room all in one space.
Yep.
And of course, they don't even have any porches to sit outside in your rocking chairs. And there were other problems with that property. There really aren't any. And so my husband and I, actually my husband designed a beautiful cabin we have on a lake in Morris County.
Ooh.
And it was made with SIPS panels. And nobody builds with SIPS panels.
I don't even know what they are.
These are structural insulated foam panels.
Okay.
You can't put your finger through the foam. It's so dense.
Wow.
And our cabin has no electricity or running water. And we've never had water freeze in there in the wintertime.
That's amazing.
And it's three levels. It's small. It's only 19 by 22, but it's a walkout basement, a first floor, and then a loft level. But if we ever build a structure, it would be done with SIPS. There's no question in our minds. But he's talked about he would love to just buy a piece of property, like you're saying, and build our one-level SIPS house.
We saw two lots in Clinton. Now, Clinton's sort of a totally built-out town. There's very little land available in Clinton. And it has city sewer, and it's right on 78. And you can be too close to 78 because it is right on 78. And I went and I looked. They were priced at 2.25 or 2.5 each. And I said, I'm not going to pay 2.5 for a lot that should be $75,000.
Right.
Okay? And the taxes in Clinton are not friendly. You know, they're a little tough because they don't own K-8. They don't use Clinton Township, so they all share the North High School. But they have their own school system, their own police department. It's that redundancy which is keeping our taxes up. If you listen to some of the politicians like Jack Citarelli and even Chris Christie when he came to town, they talked about why work taxes are where they are. One of the problems is we have 16 police departments and 32 school systems.
Right.
And, you know, it's like, and everybody makes good money at the top and gets good benefits. But I talked to the guy that bought him. He's a builder. And I called the builder and I said, I'm thinking about putting up a $350,000 to a $450,000 home. He already paid 2.25 for the lot. So what are my chances? He said, nil. He said, to put up an 1,800 square foot on this lot, it's going to run you $550,000. And your taxes are going to probably be way above $10,000.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so now you've priced me right out. So now, what's the solution? I'll tell you something. And I work with Mark. I don't know if you've had him on your show. Mark Salek, who is our economic development manager. He's been brought in to save the county. And I think he's the right guy. He's just got a lot of things to do to save the county. And I said, Mark, Canal Walk. 1,200 single-family units in Somerset County, just between Manville and Zeropath. I don't know where. I've never seen the sign. I've just seen a sign to it. I don't know where it's at. It's beautiful. They have a clubhouse to die for. They have a men's card room, a woman's card room, a men's pool room, a woman's pool. They have two swimming pools in the main building, the second building where you can't bring your grandchildren to so you don't bother the people that don't want to see your grandkids, has almost the same thing. It is they have their own social director. They have a bus trip every day going somewhere. And I can buy a house over there under $400,000 and have exactly what I want, except I don't want to live in Somerset County. So what do I do?
Yeah.
Sooner or later, I capitulate, I think, because they have what I want. Or, as I said to Mark, the people that own the Minnesota Vikings built that. Why don't we have them come build something over here, up along 78?
Yeah.
And he says, well, it's interesting. Is there the people that built the Costco building? He says, they're already involved here. I said, and I've had several of the councilmen on. I said, we have two problems, millennials and seniors. They're both leaving.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a lot easier to keep the seniors here than keep the millennials here. Maybe we should work on that first.
I would think so.
But everybody seems to be worried about the millennials.
Yeah.
And even Mark, our last conversation, sitting in Clinton one morning for breakfast. We have breakfast once a quarter and just bash things out. And I helped him with his 100 hackathon, and he had like 28 people, some of which are considering coming here. I said, hey, Mark, where are they going to live? They can't afford to live here. Our taxes are so high that the rents are averaging $1,300. In order to afford a $1,300 rent, you've got to make $50,000 plus, and we don't pay $50,000 plus in Huntington County. And I verified this because Jim, his name isn't Walsh, but he runs the personnel agency.
Oh, yeah.
So I said to Jim, what is the average placement in Huntington County? He said, I've never placed anybody higher than $22 an hour in the 5 years I've been in business.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a $20 an hour society. And for $20 an hour, you need to find $600 and $700 as a single for rentals. And we don't have
them. We don't have them because I have a son who can't afford to pay $1,000. Right.
I read an article this morning, and it was called, Why Is It So Expensive to Live in New Jersey? Taxes is number one.
Absolutely.
And then the infrastructure is number two. We have to have, some of the inner cities have expensive infrastructure. We have one more problem left. But it says that the kids now coming out of four-year school are competing with the kids that even didn't go to school and or got two-year degrees and are all fighting for the same $17 an hour job because that's all we've got in New Jersey. The average job in New Jersey doesn't pay above $27 an hour no matter where you are. You've got to go to New York to earn that $40 an hour. We don't have the jobs here. So the kids are leaving New Jersey in droves. Allied Van Line runs this thing every year. Two-thirds of the people that rent a Allied Van Line truck from New Jersey are leaving, not coming. It's the number one state in the nation for leaving because we're taxing ourselves to death. Both Chris and Jack said, we've got to stop this Abbott school, this problem. It doesn't solve a damn thing. It's not working, and it's costing an average taxpayer, and they were talking in Clinton Township, close to $2,000 of their taxes every year. That's one of the things that needs to be done. We're running the state in a communistic fashion by taking from here and giving it to there so everybody has the same thing. And when you give it to there, you have no jurisdiction, and they're not using it right, and it's not doing any damn good. So we have a lot of problems. But here's the biggest problem we've got to solve. And the fellow who runs North told me this a year ago. He said, within 5 years, we'll have 22 to 24% less students in our high school system than we do today. Because, A, we're not having as many children as we used to.
That's right.
And, B, they're not moving to the West the way they used to. So what are we going to do with all these schools and all these teachers? I don't know. I don't know if there's an answer for that. But it's a problem. Because I'm starting to see talk. They're going to close the Beaver Street School in Clinton next, I guess it's Clinton
really?
Township this coming year. There's consolidation coming down the pike. So it's complex. As
it
Merle Streep, who's not one of my favorite people because I think she should act and not do politics, but whatever, said, it's complicated. And it is. It's complicated when she did the thing with Jack Nicholas. It's complicated. A lot of things affect each other. And understanding where you're at and what's going on here is quite difficult. But it's a wonderful place. I don't want to live anywhere else.
Yeah, well, that's the way I feel. And someday I'll share more about the reason why. But we're gonna have a couple words from several of our sponsors before we miss out on that. And bear with me here, and we'll get to that.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host, and Joe Peters and I are having a wonderful conversation, and I've learned so much from you. In fact, I'm going to have to listen to this to the archives when they put this up.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've given us some incredible statistics to think about.
I think you have to understand what it is you want to do in order to understand where it is you want to live.
Yeah.
If you want to live, most people want to live in Bridgewater, good taxes, very integrated city, so you have this nice, diverse ethnicity. We're still 90% Caucasian in Hunterdon County, which is different than Somerset County.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with either one, and eventually we'll be more like them, I'm sure, than them like us. But you can't find a house in Bridgewater for within 100,000 of what you could find it over in Clinton for. So as a result, I find people there that are scratching their head and say, follow me. You don't fall off the end of the earth when you go over County Line Road. It just gets nicer.
Yeah.
And I bring a lot of people into Hunterdon County by finding them over in Somerset County, not finding what they want.
I love the way you're taking advantage of all these
It makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. In fact, a friend of mine, I call him a friend. He's a friend of probably hundreds of people. Mike Mikolowicz, who's do you know Mike? Have you ever heard speak of him?
He helped me coin my phrase.
Did he really?
Yeah, because you tell people you work for Weikert, they don't hear another thing you would say. He said, what you want to do is tell people what you do, and at the very end, you may want to tell them you work for Weikert.
That's funny. Well, I had him speak for, I heard him speak at Raritan Valley long time ago, the first time. And then I had him speak at a couple of the networking groups that I've been running. And he's written 4 books.
Right.
Have you written Surge?
Was the latest one.
That's the latest one.
It changed my thinking. It really changed my thinking.
What he talks about is waiting for the right wave to ride, but you're in the pocket.
Right.
As you're riding, so you're just ahead of the wave itself, which will, if you're a surfer, takes you into shore.
He talked about Johnny Appleseed rode that wave. He went where the people were moving to and built apple orchards so they had something to drink when they got there.
There you go. And this is what you're doing. I mean, when I teach marketing, I sometimes will say, instead of waiting till you get to the crossroads or that intersection, it's a matter of looking around corners before you get to it.
Right.
So in a way, it's the same difference. And that's what you're doing. You're seeing what's coming down the pike before we get to it, and you're able to adjust and take advantage of that and helping people find the right housing.
Well, and one of the things I've discovered, I'll give you 60 seconds on this and shut up. The average person sells a house every 7 years, but with the financial crisis, that didn't happen. So now they're 12 to 13 years into their house, and now they're finding, I do have equity. I have a lot of equity. I didn't realize I had this much equity. It's time to sell their house. So what I try to do when I approach a customer is look at how long they've been in their house. Because if I'm looking for people to sell houses in a certain development, I'm going to have a lot more luck with the people in there 13 years. If they're there 20, they're probably not going to move. And if they're only in there 5 or 6, they probably don't have enough equity. So what you need to do is understand what works for you by looking at last year's business and go find more of them for this year. And it keeps changing. So you have to change with it as it changes.
Right, exactly.
So then I teach people this, and they look at it like you have two heads. And I'm saying, no, that's the way it works.
Yeah.
The other thing that happens after 10 years, you start paying your mortgage down very quickly. And people have lots and lots of equity. Not only could buy a better house, they could buy a summer house. I could sell two things to them if they want.
There you go.
So I try to analyze where the business is coming from, and I try to go back there and find some more.
Yeah.
And it's just logic. It's like, why do people rob banks? That's where the money's at. Why do people sell houses? You know,
that's right.
So,
well, we're beyond the end of my program.
Okay, no problem. Because mine follows you, and you'll borrow.
So, but assuming that we're not cut off in my hour, can just say how we can get in touch with you.
Yeah, my name's Joe Peters. I work for Coldwell Banker. I live in Clinton. I work all the way across through Somerset County as well. And I can be reached at 908-238-0118, or just go to my site, jpeters.com, P-E-T-E-R-S.com. You'll find a wealth of information. Or give me a buzz. If I'm not already talking to somebody else, I'll probably pick up on the first ring, 908-238-0118. And Vicki, thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure.
Great.
Thank you for being here.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care,